So it should be who's going to get the most rebounds. Are the offensive rebounds going to be the key, or is the pace of play going to hurt what team?
We have a lot of questions.
Yes, we do.
Somebody out there in the quarter, they're going to be the ones that are going to have the answers.
At halftime, Ubley leads Brown City 27-24. Ubley and Brown City 27-24. Ubley leads by 3 at halftime. So if that game were to end like it were right now, that the Ubley would move to 4-1, Brown City at 2-3. Israelson and Reifenbach doing the tip. Israelson wins it for Cass City. Here come the Redhawks. Orban, top of the key, being guarded by Reifenbach, dribbling to his left. Orban number 5, Shank, to the right wing, being guarded by Canarian, into the corner to Orban. He takes the 3. This one's up. Yes! Cass City comes out shooting. Cody Orban with the first 3 of the night from the right wing makes a 3-0 Cass City. Here comes 33 for Paddock. That's Jeremy Pulaski. He gets fouled on the shot on the power layup from the left side. He's going to the line shooting 2.
Contrast the styles. They were very patient, Cass City was. And then all of a sudden you have a shot in the first 5 seconds of possession for Paddock.
That foul is on number 45, Cole Israelson, the big man for Cass City. That's his first team's first. And like we said, is Israelson going to be able to stay out of foul trouble and stay in this one? Second free throw is up. That one's missed. So it is now 3-1, Cass City leading by 2 after Pulaski goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Paddock's coming out in a full court press. And they get across. Orban being double teamed in the right corner, but there's a foul on Paddock. Jim Quinn saying, don't be so aggressive. That's the head coach for Paddock. There's Cass City ball near the timeline on the far side of your radio.
Fouls on Brandon Dean.
Number 25. Paddock is first, his first. Orban into Shank in the right corner, being guarded by Dean. Back up to Shank. Over to number 3, Nickel. Nickel over to the Erla on the left wing. Nickel takes a 3. Yes! Cass City, 2-for-2 from the field. Both 3. Makes it 6-1. Paddock has Pulaski goes up for the shot on the right block. He goes up, gets fouled again. He's at the line for yet another 2 free throws. This time, the foul is on number 45, Israelson. So he chalks up 2 quick fouls. And Pulaski's first free throw up and good. Well, John, you said Israelson is the key player for Cass City. He already has 2 fouls.
That's going to be a tough decision for the coach on this one.
Second free throw is up and good. Jeremy Pulaski now 3-for-4 from the free throw line for all 3 points for Paddock. It's now 6-3. Paddock comes out in the full court press, and there's a blocking foul 90 feet from the hoop on Paddock. This one's going against number 23, James Canarian, his first, team second. Cass City ball 90 feet away from the basket. Erla passes over to Nickel across the timeline. He has numbers. And Israelson wide open. He dunks it two-hand slam down the left baseline. He puts it up for an easy 2.
He says, thank you, coach, for not taking me out.
And that's a high percentage shot right there. And there's a foul against Paddock off the ball, offensive. Looks like a little bit too much hand pushing in there. So just like that, Israelson goes up with 2 hands and slams it down. Paddock shoots it down the court, but then there's a foul on Paddock, offensive. But what is it? No, it isn't a foul. It's just a turnover. And here's Israelson wide open once again. He goes, slams it, but it goes out of bounds. Hits the back iron. The high percentage shot, not so much that time, but Paddock's turnover. Quinn goes into the lane and tosses it up to Orban. He gets it over to Early. He puts it up for the right hand on the left side, and he puts it in for 2. And now it's 10-3, Cass City. Quinn, top of the key, trying to set up the offense for the first time tonight. Passes over to Pulaski, takes the 3 from the left side, that's up, and yes! We have a shootout on our hands, folks. Jeremy Pulaski has all 6 points for Paddock. It's now 10-6, Cass City. Cass City trying to run it into Israelson on the right post. It was no good. Rebound, Dean. Here comes Paddock. Quinn down the right side, top of the key, over to Pulaski, back at Quinn, almost took the 3, decides not to, over Pulaski, same spot for the 3, no good, off the back of the iron, he gets his own rebound, and there's a foul on Cass City, that's going to be a number 5, Lucas Shank, his first, team's 3rd, And it's going to be Maddox ball and Mieser on the hoop, substitution in for Cass City. Israelson, the big man, comes out taking a breather, replacing him. That looks like number 23, Alex Zaleski. Into Reifenbach, number 23 from the right corner. That one's no good for three. And a rebound fought by both Cassidy and Badax. Jump ball, Badax ball underneath their own hoops. 5:35 left in the first. Cassidy leads by 4, 10-6 over Badax. Reifenbach has a top over to Pulaski. Back up top of the key to Canarian. Quinn on the right wing, back over to Reifenbach. Left wing takes the three. This one's long. Rebound to Cassidy. Well, goes off the foot of Orban, and Quinn there picks it up for the jump shot from the right elbow. That one's no good, and here comes Cassidy. No harm done on that drive for Cassidy. Here's Nickel on the left wing, being guarded by Pulaski into the corner. Trying to feed it into Erla, stolen by Dean. Here comes Reifenbach. He goes up, that's Canarian, and he gets fouled on the way up. He's going to have two shots coming for him. Foul on Cassidy, their team's fourth. And that foul's on number three. That'd be Nickel, Ethan Nickel. There's no two shots coming. Actually, that's on the floor, apparently. And into rebound, or into inbound to Quinn. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Cass City ball. 10-6, Cass City leads by four. 4:54 left. High-paced game thus far. Erla to Orban, crosses the timeline. Up to number five, Shank, and he gets pushed right out of bounds by number 25. Dean for Bad X, and that's going to be a foul on Bad X. So Dean picks up his second foul. That's the team's third. Cassidy ball on the far side of the radio. Back to Orban. Almost took the three. He takes the 17-footer just inside the arc. That one's good. And Orban now has five, a three, and a two. Makes it 12-6, Cassidy. Reifenbach from the right corner. That one's no good. Rebound by Pulaski, but it is a foul? A push. Push on that. Am I reading that right?
Not yet.
The official
They haven't changed the...
they just changed it.
Okay, they did.
That one is on number five of Bad Act. That would be Reifenbach. His first, team's fifth. No, that's the fourth. As they pass it up to Orban underneath the left block for Cass City. Orban puts it up, and that one's no good. Rebound number 44 for Benax, the new man in. That's Will Sutton. Or to Pulaski. Tries to feed Pulaski or Sutton, but Orban's there to get it for Cass City. On the right wing, being guarded by Pulaski. Dribbles back out. Nickel sets up the offense, top of the key. 4 minutes left. 12-6. Cass City leads 5-6 over Benax. Shank drives into the lane, blocked by Will Sutton, the big, tall guy for Benax. At 6'2", guarding Erla. Shank passes over to the left wing to Orban, trying to feed it into Erla. Orban, left wing. And we have an offensive on Cassidy. This is going to be a push-off on Erla, number 44. Substitution in for Badax, number 15, replacing Reifenbach. That's Cassidy's 15th foul, the first on Erla. Number 15 and number 12 come in for Bad Axe. It's Ben Braden and Matt Kramer replacing Reifenbach and Canarian. 3:39 left in the first. 12-6, Cassidy still leads. Bad Axe ball 90 feet away from their own hoop. Here comes Quinn down the right side, trying to set up the offense. Israelson, the big man for Cassidy, still sitting on the bench with two fouls. Over to the left wing, being guarded by, blocked by here by an official as Quinn goes down the baseline. Goes up against Erla for the power layup, and this one goes in. Quinn with his first 2 points of the game. Now make it 12-8, 4-point lead for Cass City. Maddox with the press steals the ball on the right of the timeline. Passes it into Quinn. He passes it over to number 12, Kramer, and he puts it in for an easy two on the layup from the left side. And now it's 12-10, Cass City. Orban brings it across the timeline, dribbles coast to coast. He puts it up, and that one's good. Being heavily contested by Quinn, and here comes Badak. Quinn passes over to Pulaski in the right wing, being guarded by Shank. Passes over to 15, Braden. Over to Kramer. Back up to Pulaski, dribbles to right side to Braden in the corner. Back up over to the left side to Quinn. Into the corner, taking the three, Pulaski. No, that bounced about four times on the rim. brought in by Earl for Cassidy. 4-point lead, 14.